Hello, I'm Seth Worthy. Welcome to Puerto Rico Talks to Town and Country, a five-part podcast series that brings the talents and tastemakers of Puerto Rico to you. In this third installment, we're speaking to Sidney Wolf, president of the Puerto Rico Golf Association. Sidney, where are we speaking to you today?
Hi, Seth. I'm here preparing myself to take off to play in an LPGA event. It's been really hectic the last several weeks, so I'm looking forward to some golf this week.
That's right. The Puerto Rico Open was last month, wasn't it?
That's right. It was the first ever official tour event in Puerto Rico.
And that was at the Trump International Golf Club?
Right. A beautiful facility. It was just renovated for the tournament, all to Trump standards, and it's a beautiful golf course. Very long, about 7,587 yards. And the clubhouse, which was also renovated, is just incredible.
Sounds great. How many golf courses are there on the island?
There are 23 golf courses, almost all of them which are public. There's the famous courses at Dorado, the Costa Caribe Golf and Country Club in Ponce, which has 27 holes with views of the Central Mountains. And in addition, there are a couple of beautiful golf courses in the Caguas area. And in Fajardo, we have the El Conquistador Golf Club. And, of course, we had the beautiful Wyndham Rio Mar, which is sitting on the foothills of the rainforest.
So they're all over the island. How easy is it to get to these courses?
Very easy. They're all within 45 minutes of San Juan. Of course, if you're staying at one of the resorts, you know, that makes things very easy because you're right there on the course.
But it wouldn't be difficult to get to these courses from San Juan?
No. For one thing, there's a new highway, Route 66, which makes the courses to the east very accessible. And, two, a number of hotels in San Juan have affiliations with golf courses. For instance, the Condado Plaza and the El San Juan are owned by the same people who own the El Conquistador, which is a beautiful property on the eastern point of the island. And then there's the Ritz-Carlton and the Normandy, as well as the Radisson, which have the same owners of the people who just recently bought the old Hyatt property at Dorado Beach. So if you're staying at one of these hotels, there's already a built-in affiliation.
What about concierge services?
Oh, that's a great point. If you're staying at the resorts, of course, you can set up your own tee time right there. But if you're not, you can go through an organization like Caribe Golf, which can set up tee times for you or your group. That kind of thing is great because it just makes everything so much easier.
Great. Well, why is Puerto Rico such a great place to play golf?
Well, on top of having great weather, great conditions, we have 23 beautiful landscaped golf courses with great architects and views of the rainforest, the ocean, mountains as well. And with these as a backdrop plus well-kept facilities, it's a great place to play year-round. And the most important thing is that if you're coming from the U.S. mainland, you don't even need a passport. It's that easy.
Thank you, Sidney. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you, Seth. Looking forward to seeing you down here one day soon.
Join us next time when we talk about gastronomy with Wilo Bennett, the chef behind Picayo and Paya, two restaurants in San Juan that have been recognized by the New York Times and Gourmet as some of the best restaurants on the island. It's all part of the Year of Puerto Rican Culture, a celebration of Puerto Rico's music, dance, gastronomy, and literature.